This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, and we are live with you this Thursday evening. It is Mark with you,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
And you can, well, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We try to make that relatively easy for you to do. You just call in and, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. But we also bring things to the table because, well, somebody's got to do it. And I...
Before we get into a story, Mark, can I talk real quick about something that was happened, just brought to my attention in our Amplifier group on Facebook. What I realized is that there are probably more than just this one listener that I encountered who are manually downloading our show.
Okay.
Like clicking on each episode and downloading it one at a time just because that's how they want it.
Do we need a lesson on how to work a podcast?
Something. You know, I just think that people need to understand, hey, you know, this is a podcast, and there are a lot of podcasts out there. Yeah,
it's a radio show that has a podcast.
Right, right. But, you know, the podcast is there. And what that means is, this is for people who are downloading the show. If you're going to the show and clicking each episode and downloading it on the website, that's not the most efficient way to do it, especially if you're a regular listener. A podcast is it's like a file that you click on that's like a news feed, and what that does is if you have a podcast reader and you take that little URL that has all the information in it, and you put it into your podcast player, or even better, most podcast players now, you just download the podcast player and you do a search for Free Talk Live, and it comes right up, and click a button, you're done, especially if you have a smartphone. And then the episodes get delivered to you automatically. You don't have to download it. You don't have to do any waiting. You basically, if you have your podcast player set to download the show, you wake up in the morning, the show's already there for you. You don't have to do any work at all. You just listen to the episodes each day because they're, you know, overnight. They show up on your phone, so the next day you're on your commute to work or whatever. You don't even have to think about it. It's just there waiting for you.
You know, I might be one of the hosts of the only podcast to win 5 times Best Political Podcast from PodcastAwards.com, but I've never downloaded a podcast. I've never downloaded one.
You have such a lovely smartphone now. You should just get one of the podcasts.
I don't listen to that many podcasts, but the ones
If you got a podcast app, you probably would more a little more often.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. So all you do is, what are these podcast apps you're talking about?
Well, I'm not as versed in Android. I have one called Downcast that's for iOS. There's Google Play is going to have podcasts now, so like right in the Google Play Store you can do podcasts.
Just type in podcast player.
Yeah, you can just type in podcast player. There's a couple good ones. I mean, Daryl, do you have a podcast player for Android?
No, I don't.
You guys are on a radio show.
The podcast that I listen to, I will go directly to SoundCloud or wherever they post their archives and listen there. I don't listen to a lot of stuff. If I'm listening to something, generally it's going to be something that I hear while I'm in the LRN studio or the little bit of time that I'm driving around and I'm listening
to That's why I have the
talk radio.
And here's the other thing about podcast apps. They will automatically delete the old shows for you. So, like, I have it set on my podcasts to only keep, I don't know if I have 3 or 5. You can customize it. So it only keeps the 3 most recent episodes, let's say. So that way, you know, I go in, if I want to listen to a particular show, like, oh, I heard that show was good. So I go in, I go into my player, and it's there waiting for me. Don't have to download. Don't have to try and stream it on a slow internet connection when I'm in my car. It's just there. I hit play. And I've always got fresh content because I can't listen to every show that I'm subscribed to. And they just come and go. They're just constantly filtering through my phone. It's just there. The access is there.
Okay.
Well, I got to say, there aren't that many podcasts that I would listen to. For one, you know, I generally listen to the radio. And the reason I listen to the radio is I like that live content. And I'm listening for advertisers as much as I'm listening to show content. I'm, you know, if there's a good advertiser that's out there advertising on some radio program, I'm going to listen to that. So I've got a system for listening to radio content online. There's one podcast that I particularly like, but I can stop by his website once every 6 months and grab the content, which is, you know, there's probably going to be one or two new episodes in that period of time. It's Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes him forever. These are basically audio books as opposed to podcasts.
Right.
And it takes him forever to produce one. And, you know, I'm happy with the content and happy with the way I get it. So I guess I wouldn't download an app in order to get one podcast.
Right. I mean, I could certainly recommend a bunch of podcasts that are short, that are good, that I think you'd be surprised how much content out there that is very enjoyable just for even, you know, like, oh, for example, I listen to shows every day when I'm in the shower.
Well, I guess it's just a great way to use that extra 3 minutes that I'm in the shower. Let me go on with what occurred for me today, and I want to see whether I can see whether you guys, whether the listeners can help me see this newly. Because for those that don't know, my house is the house in which I inhabit is a parsonage, or at least hoping to be declared a parsonage by the church. The Church of the Sword is hoping to have my house declared as a parsonage. The town in which I live is not so interested in this happening, and it's probably because, you know, that the Church of the Sword isn't what they consider a real religion. Their attorney said as much at the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
My guess is even if the Church of the Sword were called, oh, I don't know, the Southern Baptist Association, your town would not be interested in granting a new tax exemption to a parsonage.
I don't know if that's the case. I really don't know if that's the case. I think that
I'm speculating, but generally towns and cities and counties do not like giving people tax exemptions.
Well, they're going to have a difficult time not giving a tax exemption if an organization that is sort of what they call regularly recognized, and I would say that the Church of the Sword, I don't know what regularly recognized means and how one becomes that in order to get this exemption, but if, you know, the United Methodists owned a piece of property and they housed one of their ministers in that property, the town's going to have a very difficult time turning that down. So, you know, there's been this court battle going on for about a year or so, and I went to talk to the selectman today. Throughout 3 weeks ago, I had was at the New Hampshire Supreme Court. I was the only one from my town. Nobody else thought this was important enough to go to the Supreme Court and watch. I'm the only one there that took the time. I'm a minister on the other side, so, you know, I guess I'm biased in whatever way. And the opposing attorney had essentially the big argument he had was, this is just a group of anarchists. Anarchists can't be part of groups. That was it. That's the argument. One of the Supreme Court justices, jurors, whatever they're called, they asked, are you saying that if somebody was an anarchist and a Catholic, that they couldn't be part of the Catholic Church? And the attorney's answer was yes. Yes, that's the case. Anarchists can't be part of groups. So this is a fundamental misunderstanding of what an anarchist is.
Right.
An anarchist is not a rabid individualist that does not believe in groups. An anarchist, by its definition, would be a person who does not believe in rulers. Now, I've got my arguments with the term anarchist, but I'm just trying to put it out there as in what an anarchist means. It means no rulers. A monarchist means one ruler. An anarchist means no rulers. So
it's very hard for anarchists to make measurements.
Why is this? Because, oh, because of rulers.
No, tape measures. So, use a tape measure, not a ruler.
So this situation, you know, I'm going to the selectman. I'm saying, hey, look, this is the argument from your attorney. I am, as a denizen of this town, have as much say on this attorney as anybody. And I say that, yeah, you guys need to reassess what we're doing here. And let's negotiate. Let's just put this all aside, come to some kind of conclusion that can make us all happy, and go from there. Then go for it. I'm going to tell you what some of the reasons were, and I just want to, you know, are they wrong? I'll tell you here. The number's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Somebody, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny at all. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. I've been telling a story about my experience today, talking in front of the selectmen. It seems strange to call them selectmen, but that's what they do up here. The woman on the selectmen's board is a selectman.
The board of selectmen is the correct term.
The board of selectmen, and she is a selectman, and that's how that's said. And you know what my experience is on this is that I like these people. I know them, each of them. They're not my friends. I don't hang out with them a great deal, but I think they're fine folks, and I don't dislike them. They are put in a circumstance that is probably uncomfortable for them because of this court case, and this court case is the Shire Free Church. Excuse me, the Church of the Sword has a piece of land. On that land is a house, and they want that house declared a parsonage, just like every other church is able to do in just about any town in New Hampshire, including this one. And because one of the arguments of the town's lawyer is that the Church of the Sword is not a real church,
right?
So therefore, they can't have a parsonage. And
right, and they've not even started arguing whether or not the property is being used as a parsonage.
That's right.
They're at this point, and that's why I think I got a couple steps ahead of myself when I said that I am guessing that if it was the Southern Baptist or the Episcopalians or any other, you know, recognized denomination, I think they would still be fighting, but they would be making a different argument. They would be trying to say, well, it's not being used exclusively for parsonage, so therefore no tax exemption.
It could be. It's wild speculation on your part that some mainstream church buys a piece of property.
Well, it's speculation based on precedent within the state of New Hampshire.
The state of New Hampshire, over and over, the towns in the state of New Hampshire don't want new long-time churches coming in and establishing parsonages in their town?
Yes, there was a church, I forget the town, I think it was Nashua, where there was a recognized denomination that had a parsonage, and during one of their re-ups, because you have to reapply every year, the town denied and said, well, we know that you're not using this exclusively for...
Right. Well, they were
and
grumpy
so they
about
came
renting.
Through...
But they were renting out the property, Daryl. I mean, this is...
They were renting out two rooms on the property, and then they had another room being used as storage.
I got that. Hold on. If a town is completely within its rights to offer no parsonages, and it is completely legal for them to do that, this is an issue of offering it to some and not offering it to others. If Nashua really didn't want to give parsonage status to any organization, they could just say, as of this year, 2016, there will be no more parsonages. Suck an egg.
I don't think that would hold up in court.
Why not?
Religious liberty.
There isn't. Religious liberty has nothing to do with... this is equal protection under the law. All the religions get the same protection. I believe that it's my belief, and I'll have to go researching this, but it's my belief that some of the towns in New Hampshire offer none. There are no exemptions for church property. That at least parsonages. I believe that's what the case is. They exempt church property. They don't exempt parsonages. So, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm wrong, but let's go on past that. Your speculation is
speculation based on precedent.
Yeah. Well, I would argue that case too. If a church has a property that is renting out to people, that property isn't a friggin' parsonage. It's it's an investment, and the church should have to pay the taxes on the investment. So either way, in my case, the Church of the Sword owns a piece of property. A minister of the Church of the Sword lives on that property. The minister and his family are the only people that live on that property, and being a concerned denizen of my town, I wanted to negotiate with the board of selectmen in my town and just try to stop this case, because Apparently, it's going to go from the arguments that their attorney made, which didn't seem to have much, they weren't very good. It looks to me like this case is going to go back to Superior Court, be remanded back from the Supreme Court to Superior Court. I don't know how many thousands or tens of thousands of dollars that they have spent at this point just fighting this case, and it could potentially go to the U.S. Supreme Court, costing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, depending on how this thing goes. This is a religious liberty case. It's a fundamental one asking, hey, can a new religion be a new religion? And is it afforded equal protection under the law, the same as old religions? What makes a religion a religion? These are the kind of questions that are asked in this case, and it is going to be a very difficult one to just decide immediately. So I went in and I talked to the Board of Selectmen. I'm like, look, this isn't about the philosophical questions that I had just mentioned, right? This isn't about, do you think that a bunch of people who have, morally similar ideas, morally cohesive ideas, should they be able to, get together on a regular basis on Sunday morning and then, do some ritualized stuff, and if they do all that stuff, are they really a church? That's not about that question, because that question, if you just go out and ask the man on the street, and like, sure, whatever, because there's no consequences to saying, okay, sure, it's a church. It's only when it's afforded the legal status of churchdom, and that legal status then allows that organization to, legally stop paying taxes. And I don't think it's about the taxes for the town either. Let me make my case. So the town, likely, if I was to say, tell you what, you give me the parsonage status, and I'll give you the full property tax bill and $500 a month. $500 a year. $500 a year. So $500 above my tax bill. You just go ahead and give me that parsonage status. They're not going to do that. And the reason is because they feel like, it's never been done. We don't do this. This isn't the way things are done. Whoa, you can't do that. Like, it's all about legacy. It's all about the way things are done. Does that sound
procedures.
Right to you guys?
We have procedures. We must follow them.
So it's not about what's right or wrong. It's about procedures. So I had one of the selectman guys, and this is a friend of a friend. I mean, this isn't some guy I hate by any stretch of the imagination. He says that he has sympathies for my position, but that he's going to have to vote against it every single time because, he has to represent the interests of the town, of the people of the town. Apparently, the interests of the people of the town, because I pointed this out, is that it's not that I don't want to pay for your fire department that I've never used, your police department that I've never called to my house, your library that I've never checked a book out of.
Fire department that you volunteer for.
And have saved people's homes, might you. It has nothing to do with the roads in my town that are mostly communal driveways anyway, bridges or, the town clock that I never see. All this is about for me is not paying the specific amount to the town school. That's all I don't want to pay. Now remember, I have a 7-year-old, and I have to educate him, and then I have to pay for other people's kids' education, too. They're stealing from my kid. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-3733. I'm telling sort of what happened to me at a selectman's meeting today regarding the house in which I inhabit, which is owned by an organization called the Church of the Sword. And I'm trying to come to grips with, I'm trying to understand how people think. Because I get that, you know, maybe I think differently. Different people think differently. And I just can't understand why these folks won't come to the negotiating table. I don't understand why they stick with their position. And, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Johnson.
And so, guys, I'm asking you here, please hop in and ask any questions about this this meeting that I might have, and please help me understand.
I don't know. The first presumption that you're making is that other people out there actually think.
Well, they think, right? They may not be, digging down. They
I don't know that they think. They just might act on what they've just done in the past. Like, you do it this way. Okay.
Well, doing, remembering what you did in the past and doing that thing is a form of thinking.
It might not be conscious thinking.
Sure.
but it is a form of thinking. Breathing is a function that your brain subconsciously thinks.
Actually, I think that's one of those things that can be done with the brain stem. That actually just,
yeah.
You don't even need the
like
brain.
Like the amygdala.
Right, but it's part of the brain. It's part of the brain that is doing a function that is causing you to breathe, and it's causing words to come out of my mouth. Whether or not those are passing through whatever filter of Daryl that doesn't make any sense, it's still happening.
Here's something you don't have to think about. You don't have to think about whether or not you want to save 20 to 40% on the things you buy every single day. Everybody wants to save that kind of money. And that kind
good
of money.
Good luck getting 40%, though.
Hey, I've got to save 45%.
Wow. On what? How?
At saveitpurse.com. It was something that we just put. We had no expectation that we were going to get it anytime soon. My son was. It was a Lego, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to save some money to get to it.
Right.
So he had a certain amount of money already saved. And I recommended to my wife, just put it up there, and
right.
Then as he saves more money, he can raise the amount, and at some point we'll find the parity, and somebody will pick it up, and it'll go.
Right.
Within a few days,
right.
When he had saved some more money, she went in to change the account, and someone had already picked it up.
Wow.
And it was shipped to the house the next day. So he saved 45%. I almost feel like 45% is too much to save, but I understand how why people would choose to do that.
Yep.
Nonetheless, you can save that kind of money by going to saveitpurse.com and signing up for an account. You need Bitcoin. That's the catch. Bitcoin's been on a real tear. I believe now is the time. This is we're going to look back historically and say this is when Bitcoin went mainstream. Everybody, a large amount of people in the United States understand and know what Bitcoin is. Now, and they think, fine idea, whatever, you know. But when you realize you can save 20 to 40% with it, then it becomes a great idea. Save at purse.com to get your account, get some, fund it with Bitcoin, and then start saving. Save at purse.com.
And that's the word at, not the at sign.
That's
because
correct.
Apparently there was confusion about whether you emailed this thing, and no, it's not an email address. You save at purse, all one word.
So I want to go into that risky territory, Mark, where, you know, because there's something I want to talk about, because I've been buying a lot on purse recently, and I got angry. You know, I got pretty angry at purse, but they've made up for it, so, you know, it's I'm going into the risky territory, but we can say that they have addressed it to a certain extent.
Yeah, I've heard other listeners that say that, you know, things didn't go exactly the way that I'd hoped, and then Purse jumped in and addressed the issue.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, that's what my issues were with.
Well,
Purse.
I'd like to finish up my story before you
okay.
tell your customer service adventures.
Okay, well, it's in regards to Purse. So, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, since we're talking about Purse, but if you want to interlude with your
back
to your
business
story.
Every business is going to have issues, and if they jumped in and solved them for you, I think we're in good shape. Did they?
Sort of. Not yet, but they said that they will
right.
in the future.
Well, they're working on solving them for you. So anyway, we're going back to the situation with the Church of the Sword. I went in front of the select board. I told them, look, you know, I understand your guys' position. I want to come here, and I want to negotiate. And, you know, here's my negotiation. I'll sign a piece of paper that says that I'll pay your... you know, whatever portion, I'll pay the non-school portion of the property taxes, and, you know, we can call my place a parsonage. If you've got some other way you want to negotiate, I'm open to that. I'm just here to talk. And basically they said, we're not negotiating. It's our job to represent the people of the town. And so in order to represent them, we must keep you as our serf. Because that's essentially what mm-hmm. you're saying. When you say that I've got to pay to send other people's kids to school, but nobody's going to pay to send my kid to school, that we have to fund this particular school, which nothing against the school is not as good as other private schools in the
right.
area. Their government school isn't as good as private schools. This is common everywhere. I'm not saying it's a bad school. I'm simply saying that it's the worst school in a given geographic area
right.
that's full of pretty good schools
and
costs the most.
And, yeah, public schools wind up costing anywhere from a third to a half as much as what private schools do.
Indeed. And so, you know.
Or more, like, you know, one-third to 50% more than what a private school does.
Let me keep my money and educate my kid with it, please. That's all I'm asking from you people. And the answer is no. You want your kid to get educated? Send them to our crappy school. That's the answer, right? Like, this is all they can say. And why? Well, we have sympathy for your position, but...
Or we'll take your house and shoot you. You know, like, or we'll take your house, or if you, alternatively, if you don't want to give us your house, we'll shoot you.
Well, that's what it comes down to, right? Well, that's what property taxes is. They'll sell your house on the open market if you refuse to
vacate the premises.
They'll send the sheriff's office to get you out. If you hold up against armed people that are attempting to kick you out of your home, they will kill you.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. That's what the escalation of violence is. At no point will anyone take responsibility. Oh, dear, we made some decisions that killed a family. They'll say, my God, these people, what are they thinking?
These people are insane.
These people are crazy.
They refuse to pay their taxes. What evil people they are.
We employ armed individuals to make sure that people don't do this crap. And then somebody stood up to them.
Right.
Those people are violent. Yeah. They never look at themselves.
Right.
They never say, huh, could we be an organization that is based and founded almost entirely? In fact, entirely.
But I'm a liberal. That means that I'm a good person. Everything I do is always the correct answer because I'm a liberal.
These people aren't liberals.
No, yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm telling you, I know
a lot of the school board people, though, tend to be.
I wasn't talking to the school board. I was talking to the selectmen.
Right,
and I can tell you one of them is a tried and true Republican.
Right.
I'm clear on the other one, and I'm pretty sure. The other one said, we don't talk about fair taxes here because nobody agrees what fair is.
Right.
So, you know,
I can tell you what fair is.
Right? I can tell you, yeah, nothing.
Zero.
Yeah.
Fine. Those are all fine. Can you help me understand how somebody can take this position? These are good people. We cannot vilify these people.
Well,
I'm telling you, they're good people. Johnson, I will not sit here and say, I will not allow my mind to say.
I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that they're good. I mean, sure.
Well,
I mean, the worst evil, you've read the Sword of Truth series, you've read all Terry Goodkind's work, you know, it's one of the primary themes throughout those particular books that everyone who's evil thinks that they're doing good.
And, you know, it's been said that the greatest evils in the world are, you know, said by those that said they were just following orders. And to some extent, that's what I feel like I heard this evening. Look, I'm here to represent the interests of the people of the town. Well, I'm a person of the town, and this is my house, isn't it?
No, not your interest. The interest of everybody else.
No, it's the interest
that wants your money.
It's an interest of the organization that claims your property. Because that's what it is. That's what property taxes are. Property taxes are an annualized rent. Try not paying them. You'll get kicked out like a renter. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about, to some extent, this selectmen's meeting that I went to today and tried to convince, I've got a case going on, but I tried to convince the selectmen to negotiate. And, you know, I brought out all my sort of stock logic here that I use on the show. Many people who listen here agree with it. And I never get to hear sort of the rebuttals. I never, it's a bit of an echo chamber. Maybe I'm right, right? Like, one of the thoughts would be, you can't rebut what I have to say because, well, I'm right. But, my claim is that essentially that property taxes, especially the ones that go to the school portion of the property taxes, are theft from my child. I have a kid. I educate him. That money could go to his education. Instead, it goes to other kids' education. This is theft and it's evil. And nobody ever wants to talk about that. And we've got a legacy system here. They've got to protect the interests and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, of course the town has interests. Every organization has interest in getting money out of your pocket. Well, they should provide you a service, and an organization that doesn't provide you a service shouldn't be demanding money from you.
An organization that does provide a service should not demand money from you unless you've entered into a contract.
Well, that's a demand. I mean, right?
Right, but I provide services for people. I have no legitimate authority to just go demand money from people that I'm not providing service for.
Sure.
So providing a service does not then give you license to demand money from everybody.
It'd be like if those windshield wiper guys in New York that come up and just clean your windshield while you're stuck in traffic and you don't have any choice about it. Yeah. Like, they actually use their dirty buckets half the time where it's like makes your windshield like 10 times worse. If they were then able to point a gun at you and say, give me money, I just cleaned your windshield.
It'd be like that.
And have that be legal.
Let's go to Aaron.
That's the government.
I can't remember where Aaron's calling in from. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. He's on Skype. Aaron, can you hear me now? Might be some audio problems with Aaron. Try checking your mute button, Aaron. Now we'll put him back on hold and see if we can get him in a few. I mean, this is essentially what I hear, and I don't get people telling me otherwise, because everybody can, your thought process, your philosophy can always mature. You can always understand an issue better. Do I not understand the issue of the school portion of the property tax very well? Is that what, or maybe I do understand it well, but there has to be an opposing argument. I would say one of the arguments is that, well, you know, if you want people in this town to be educated, you got to pay for the school. Well, I mean, that's an argument, right? Wait a second. What's that have to do with me paying for my kid? It doesn't really address that particular issue. Okay, so let's put it aside. Let's say that I am responsible for everybody being educated in town. Let's say I'm single and I don't have a kid. That's what you're always going to get pounded with if you're single and you don't have a kid. Don't you want people to be educated? Of course I do. Why do you send them to the worst school in town? Why is it that, in a given region, usually it's the government schools that rank the lowest against the private schools. Mm-hmm. Surely somewhere there's a private school that's worse than a government school in a given region. That's why I'm saying usually I'm using these qualified terms. If you go and ask the average parent and say, would you prefer, all things being equal dollars-wise, to send your kid to a public school or a private school? I would say that the vast majority, something above 90% of parents will say, I'll take the private school. Without even knowing anything else about it, just the term private school.
You just don't want your kid to be socialized like a normal person. If they were socialized normally, they'd be able to just go to the school that most kids are going to.
Right, as though there's anything normal about public kids in public schools.
When the kids are all forced to be together, that's how they learn to get along in a normal society.
I think you're speculating, and I don't know if it's an intelligent speculation. And the reason I say that is there's a town here in New Hampshire that just got sued by the Attorney General because they had a voucher program to where they said you can send your kids to the Montessori school.
Sure.
They have 37 school-age children. 5 of them are going to the Montessori school, which is nowhere near the 90% that you speculated would take the private school over the public.
Yeah, but they, so in this town, you're talking about Croydon, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Where are they taking their vouchers?
The school district is giving the money to the school that the children are going to.
Right, I understand. Where are those parents sending their kids otherwise? If they're not sending them to
the vast majority are sending them to the government-run school.
Is that because they're getting a school bus run by their house and the Montessori doesn't offer one?
I don't know about school buses.
Right, school buses are a really big part of why people send their kids to school. It's because they're, you know, it's a pain in the butt to get your kid from location one to location two. When my son was going to nursery school 3 times a week, my wife would get up before I did to go drive him there and then be back, after I had gotten up and sort of done some of my chores. It's a big pain in the butt. There wasn't going to be a school bus go there. So, my private school, it has school routes and school buses and those kind of things. So we were able to, it was 6 1/2 dozen of the other as far as the school route went. So I can't say in this circumstance without knowing all of those, all that conjecture. But I'm still going to say that most parents are would be likely to, all things being equal, send their kid to a private school. So, I mean, there you go. When it comes to this funding route of private schools versus public schools, let's try Aaron again here. He's thinks that he's got things handled. Aaron, can you hear me now? Yep, I don't think that's working out.
It's probably the sound card on that computer. I can check on it top of the hour.
Okay, well, regardless. Public schools, to me, are just theft from the parents that are willing to educate their kids in other ways. That $2,500, $3,000, whatever it is that I pay towards that school, could go to educate my kid. You know, maybe we'd take some field trips. We'd take some, where you could go to an aquarium and learn some things. Who knows what we would do with another $2,500 at my house. But it's pretty obvious that this just comes down to supporting the teachers' unions, supporting this institution, and not even kids' education. Because if it was about kids' education, they'd give kids vouchers and send them to private schools or you know, whatever the parents want to, however the parents want to educate.
Right, and the argument made by the Attorney General's office in their lawsuit against the Croydon School District is that New Hampshire's constitution does not allow taxpayer dollars to go to private entities for educational purposes.
Right. New Hampshire's constitution says that we should cherish education. It says nothing about public school. That's
right.
It. Right. Like this is a.
It also mentions funding seminaries.
It's this is what happens when people who work for the government attempt to defend other people who work for the government.
Right.
They begin seeing language. They see specters all around. The only thing that is a good thing is the thing that is funded by the government. These are the kind of things that public servants begin to tell themselves, the nonsense that they begin to hear over and over. And we saw that with, I think it was John McCain and Barack Obama were both running for president, and there was some campaign that was going on that was to start this volunteer, but this forced civil servant role. It was every kid had to basically be drafted into this this campaign. Barack Obama actually said he wanted to create a civil corps that was as big, as strong, and as well funded as the military. I don't know what that means, but a lot of people took it to be some kind of brown shirt claim. I wouldn't claim that. I think that politicians just believe that government entities are good, that volunteering for your community is fine, but this is what McCain said, volunteering for your community is fine, but essentially you haven't really done your community a service until you've worked for the government. And that he wanted everybody to get an opportunity to work for the government, to know what being a lazy, shiftless bureaucrat is like.
Yeah, I think people should be productive instead of working for some unproductive, parasitic organization.
I've got a an article here that sitting in my show prep that says that people who do the same jobs in the private sector, people who do the same jobs in the public sector, get paid 45% more than those who do it in the private sector, over and over again. I mean, just think about a security guard versus a police officer. Ultimately, what do they do that's different?
Right.
I mean,
one of them gets to shoot your dog and throw you in jail without having any repercussions.
Oftentimes, that's the case. There's a aspect of, I suppose, you need to know a little bit more sort of criminology, some more laws as a police officer than you do as a security guard.
But they make them up half the time.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendo.